This is Channel 1 over, and I'm setting up for Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 18th of August, 71. This is Miss Bessie's Reel. This is Channel 1 over, and I'm setting up for Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 18th of August, 1971. This is Miss Bessie's Reel, and I'm setting this Channel 1 over, and I'm setting it up for Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 18th of August, 1971. Channel 1 over, and I'm setting it up for Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 18th of August, 1971. Channel 1 over, and I'm setting it up for Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 18th of August, 1971. This is Miss Bessie's Reel, Channel 1 over, and I'm setting it up for Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 18th of August, 1971.
Ifa she had, oh, it was early yesterday morning, Bessie was out trying to get that rooster back in her yard.
Oh, yeah. Early yesterday morning.
The early.
Yep, dear.
You might like this hot. This is cold. This is that good chocolate. Oh, she said he'd already been down at Doris's and had a fight. I didn't see you anywhere. It was.
I was on the back somewhere.
You,
I
yeah.
Might have been house doing.
So
something.
She was trying to get him back in her yard. And she said they had already had one fight, and she couldn't. She get him back in the yard. Maybe she could keep him there.
Mm. She ain't gonna keep him if she leave the gate open.
She gotta keep that gate closed.
She have to keep that gate closed to keep him.
Uh-huh.
Well, I know they had one fight this morning. I was on the yard. Out there on the front, so they, I heard them fighting right in the road to go down to Caris. So I looked around, I got me a sweet stick, went down, pardon. Oh, they was mad, they were ready for a fight. They didn't want to be separated this morning, but I didn't stop. Till I got him separated, he put him, Bessie's rooster, in her yard, sent that home to his place. You see, the gate was open, and they ain't gonna stand there if that gate open.
Who's that, Miss Daisy?
Talking about Bessie's rooster.
Oh,
Dodge's,
they do fight, don't they?
Yeah, they fight.
Well, they got them old mean spurs.
They do fight.
Uh-huh. Do they cut each other up pretty well sometimes?
Uh-huh.
Do they cut each other up pretty sometimes?
Sometimes they do. Now, Bessie's rooster, I don't know where we all was, but he hurt Doris's rooster pretty bad. He just picked all the feathers off his head. Spoiled them, I guess, is making you drooping around there for a while.
Oh.
Gosh, I guess so.
Now,
you know, I never thought they'd going to be fighting like that. I didn't know that.
Didn't know chickens fight like that?
I didn't know that they did down there.
Yes, sir. Them fight all the time. Every chance they get, they fight. Been doing it.
All along.
All along. Ever since Norris's rooster got old enough to fight.
Yeah.
Before he had any spurs, he'd fight him.
Course he'd run.
Hmm?
He'd run.
He never run from it.
Even when he'd fight.
Get him down and he'd pick him. And I have fought it plenty of times, and Bessie do it any time. She give it, whoever catch him fighting, that's part, that's separates them.
Yeah. But Doris is rooster just from the best start, before he had any spurs or anything.
That's right. That's right. Right. You see, Bessie's rooster's old.
Yeah.
That's an old rooster.
And tough.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you used to have roosters that fight.
Me? Yes, I have them fight. But I don't know just how many hens I had. I had a yard full, but I had three roosters. They would fight sometime, but they didn't fight like these do. They'd have a fight every once in a while, but they'd have a fight.
Oh, no.
They would.
And really mix it up.
That's right.
Well, now, does it last a good while? Or
it'll last a good while if you don't separate them. But I tell you what, if them roosters, if one of them could ever whoop the other one, they'd break up that fight. But so long as one is strong as the other and just as ready as he, well, they gonna fight.
And as long as you separate them, they don't have a chance.
As soon as they can get back together, they gonna fight.
But if one of them could be the boss.
That's right. That would break up the fight. But they ain't named the boss. Both of them think he's boss.
Yeah. One of them's an old rooster and the other's a young rooster. Doris's is a young rooster.
Yes.
And Bessie's is a
old,
tough.
He's tough. And spurs that long.
Oh, yes. Like a knife.
Sharp. But now, I never kept a rooster on my yard, old as Bessie's rooster. I'd keep him maybe a year. Then I'd get rid of him.
Eat him.
Eat him.
Boil him.
That's right. Do something to him. Get him off the yard. Well, I kept my roosters mostly the same age, you see. I just like Dar's rooster. He's a young rooster. Well, I saved me two roosters and let them grow up together.
Yeah.
Well, sometime they wouldn't fight. They wouldn't fight each other.
Yeah, if they growed up together.
Growed up together. But sometime they'd fight.
Yeah.
But they was the same age, you see, just about. One had no business being no stronger than the other. So sometimes I just let them fight till one whooped the other one. Put a good whooping on it. He didn't have to do that no more.
Yeah.
That broke up the fight. But Bess's rooster's too old to fight with Darcy's rooster. He got too much advantage of it.
Yeah.
But the one Doris got rid of, he put a one whooping on Bessie's rooster one day. He didn't have no spurs neither. But he whooped him. He whooped him till he was going home himself. Wasn't nobody at it. So Well, I've seen them fight out there.
Yeah.
But I was busy and I didn't have time to fool with them.
Yeah.
When I went back to the door to see how it was getting on, they was out there under that tree in the shade fighting.
Under your tree?
Yes. So I went back to see how it was getting on. That young root had Bess's rooster down on the ground. Just picking. And trying to spur him, but he didn't have spurs. So the next time I went to the door to see what was he doing, Bessie Rooster had done got up and was going home, and that other rooster followed him to the fence. Put a good whooping on him.
Oh,
I think if they'd have kept him in the place of this one, it wouldn't be no fights. But they got rid of him and kept this one what they got now.
Yeah.
And sometimes Bessie Rooster puts a whooping on him. He did tell, must have been about 2-3 weeks ago. His head, it ain't well, it's curing up. But anyway, the fellas ain't closed back yet. And he started fighting again.
Oh, hasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how he'd fight with a sore head, do you?
Well, he'd fight.
He don't have a choice, does he?
He don't. I don't have no chickens. I don't have one. And got to be bothered with everybody. They come, they scratch up my flowers, and they dig around there. Okay.
Fight under your tree.
Yeah. Nothing I can do about it. But just let it go on. But if I had chickens, they wouldn't bother folks. That's when I ain't got none.
Yeah.
I can't get me a chicken yard fixed. Can't get no protection from them, and I don't want none.
Where would you put a chicken yard?
Well, on the back of that tree, I could put a good chicken yard from the road on down to Dice and them's line.
Clear across there.
Mm-hmm. That's where I'd put it.
What'd you need? Just some good chicken wire?
I want chicken wire, but I want it tall. I don't want no little bit of wire. You like this is fence.
Yeah.
Now I want mine about a foot high. Then you put your chickens in there, fix the gate, everything, you could take care of.
Yeah.
You can't take care of chickens running out all the time.
Yeah.
I never did let mine do it, because, see, then he was able to help with a chicken yard, and them boys grew to him, and them boys kept me a good chicken yard.
Yeah.
Good hog pen. My hogs, they didn't get out much and bother nobody.
Well, now, in your chicken yard, you gotta keep it cleaned up one thing or another.
Oh, yes, you got to keep it clean. Well, you see, if they get the yard built, I take care of my chicken yard just like I do my house yard.
Oh.
Yeah, so once a week, well, you see, I had everything I needed to clean. Now, every morning, I wash out the water trough.
Yeah.
The thing I wash, give water in. And I feed them. I'd clean out the trough and fill them up with water. Well, I'm through with them for that day.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Once or twice a week, I clean out the yard. I get me a rake, rake up all that trash and stuff, and put it in a bucket or a pan or something, and scatter it around my flowers.
Oh, that'd be nice to have it around your flowers. Mm-hmm.
30.
That's what you did?
That's what I did.
What did you have, Miss Daisy, for them to roost? Where did they roost? Capital Shelter?
Yes, I had a little house for them to roost in at night. And I had a nice shelter for my nesters, to put my nesters under. And they make me little ladders for them to walk up on. You see. Good, good. My chicken and dogs get as many of Darcy's eggs or more than they do.
Dogs, I guess.
Yes.
Just plan on gathering her.
And you see, I've got four dogs.
Yeah.
We don't have no dog now. We got rid of all of them somewhere or another. I believe Buddy killed the last one. He was under the car somewhere and he backed him, broke his neck. I said, well, he didn't have no business there, he wasn't no good, no harm. So, let him go.
Yeah.
But won't nothing happen to Arthur's dogs.
Nothing.
Nothing ain't happened yet?
No. I shot one of them once.
Once?
But it didn't hurt him.
I was going to say, you didn't do much to him.
Didn't do much to him.
Because I see all four of them yesterday walking around.
Yeah. They speak to you, too, when you go by down there, don't they?
They will. Now, that's them, that little one, and that spotted one, that old one. Them two great big things, I don't think they will box.
Oh.
I don't think they will box. But some nights, that little one, he'll come up there to our place. He sit out there in that room, and I bet he box hours at a time. Sometimes. Bessie said, well, what the dogs barking at them? I said, I don't know nothing. I don't believe they see the thing.
Just sit there and bark?
Sit there and bark. I said, they was trying to find Arthur.
Just sit out there and bark.
What? Sit out there and bark? What for? Anna near move from down there. She'd say sometimes, I heard Pup barking and barking and barking. I say, he's up there in the road. But my house. I said, he didn't see a thing. I said, of course, I didn't hear nothing. She said, I don't know what he sees. Don't believe he sees nothing.
Just up there barking. I don't know. I just don't know. They don't all of them bark. Not all dogs will do that. Just some of them, you reckon?
I reckon so. What, bark?
Just sit out in the road and bark,
like
that.
Well, them old big ones, they don't bark.
Yeah.
I ain't never heard one of them bark.
Yeah.
I said they're too lazy to bark. They just like off. They're just too lazy.
Well, if they all set in together, that would be something, wouldn't it?
Wouldn't it, though? They just, whenever they can find him, they just walk the road behind him.
Yeah. Whenever they find him.
Yeah. They just walk the road behind him. I think he said he was going back to Georgia about the 20th. Going up there to see him. He said he's just going to spend one day up there. I asked him, I said, how you going? He said, Jake's going to take Rick. He says, you can go if you want, just for a day. I said, well, it just depends on how my business be. But I know how my business going to be. It's going to be at home. I ain't going to Georgia with him, with them. Now, he said he going to take me and Miss Bessie and Miss Hall. That's the woman that used to help him down there. So there'll be Jake and his wife. That's five, I know. And I don't know who else going. But I know who ain't going. I ain't going.
You might enjoy the trip,
Mr. Mines, I tell you the truth. I don't feel like I'm enjoying nothing. A trip from here to Micanopy with Arthur. If it's Saturday or Sunday or Friday, he ain't fitting for nothing. He drinks too much. Well, I don't like to be bothered with drunkards. You know, I get enough of him the little few times he stopped at my house.
That'll do you for a good
while.
That'll
do me a long time. That'll last me till he come back if it's next year.
Faye told me that you got caught out there on the way up to your house there. You got caught out there the other morning.
Saturday morning. I ain't tried to get there no more. Well, I know it was cloudy, but you know it had been mostly raining in the afternoon.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I said, well, I'll go on. I got up on the other side of Arthur's house, and I felt a drop of rain. I said, I'm going back. I turned around and started back home. When I got to Arthur's house, I could look through the trees and see the rain coming. When I got to my house, I was soaking wet. I said, well, yeah, that's all right, too. Says the old saying, the true one. Nothing beats a trial but a failure. If you don't try, you can't fail. So I tried, and I fail. I ain't tried no more.
You know, we had 3 days of that.
Rain.
Saturday. And it started early Saturday morning.
That's right.
Before you got up.
Yes, sir. And rained all day.
All day. All day. Now, it had let up, so I went out and mowed once or twice, Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
But Sunday, it lit in again.
Mm-hmm.
When did it rain all night?
Sunday night, wasn't it?
Saturday night?
Somebody said rain all night long.
Yes. And Monday, it was still raining Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And it let up.
Well, you know, it rained about all day, Monday. It led up a little bit.
Yeah.
Between times. But it didn't stay long.
It still rained, right smart. And you know, that was the best rain we've had this whole season.
Hmm. So we had a good
one. Yeah. I tell you, your sister got here just the right time.
The right time.
Man alive, if she had got here
this
last weekend.
Uh-huh. Oh, she, and you know we carried her home Monday. And somewhere between there and Oak Hill, it really rained.
Oh, on the way home.
On the way home. Sometime you just couldn't hardly see.
Yeah.
And the wind was strong in places.
Yeah.
Well, we'd get out of that and it'd kind of clear up.
Yeah.
We'd go on a little further and we'd run into it again.
Yeah.
I said, oh, let me get home. You know, I don't like to be out that kind of weather.
You
I
all,
am scared.
You all left that morning?
We left. We had her home that morning.
Yeah.
We left by the 8 o'clock. Well, it never rained. We went on down there. It didn't rain while we were there.
Yeah.
Down there. We had a nice day.
Yeah, you all had a nice. And you had a nice visit down there?
Yes, sir.
You saw all the family and everybody?
Saw all the family, just about it. Well, I see part of both families. We went to my nephew's house and stayed there for a while. Then we went to his daughter's house. Mm-hmm. We see his daughter and his son. They stay right close together, so if you go to see one, you see them both.
Now, is that Robert's?
That's Robert's children.
Uh-huh.
So, we see them. They was all right. He's got all right. Back to work.
Yeah.
I think the man must have got well, or got all right somewhere or another, course. So they put him in jail, all right.
Yeah.
And his fine was $300.
Yeah.
That's what he had to pay to get out. But the man that paid it, he told Robert if he would pay him so much a week, when he started working, he would get him out and trust him. Yeah. He did. He got him out. Bob would pay him so much a week, I don't know just how much. But whenever he got paid off, then he paid the man so much. So I think he said he had paid it all, but by $50.
Yeah. That cost him, Miss Daisy.
Yeah, it cost him. But he'll do it again.
That'd buy you a washing machine or your chicken yard and have more left over with it. Now, you and your sister, you all have lived together every now and then, haven't you?
Yes, sir. She, when they first come to Florida, she stayed with me a long time.
Mm-hmm. Well, you didn't, she
I
wasn't.
I was at the jump turn.
Yeah, but you wasn't up there long, but when you come down here.
Mm-hmm. I stayed at the jump turn 4 years.
Yeah, and she's up there part of the time?
She was up there part of the time. And my other sister, the one that lived in Lake City, that died last year. So both of them, I heard both of them. They stayed with me a long time.
Yeah. And, I don't know how I get this many frogs in my throat. But now, and then you all lived in Georgia together.
Oh, yes. We was all in Georgia together, but they were in their house and I was in mine. Like that. We didn't live together then. Now, this sister who's here, living now, she lived with my mother.
Yeah.
The most time. Well, I lived with her too until me and Ben married. But after being married, well, then I went to my own house.
Yeah.
And stayed. Then my sister, she hadn't married yet, so she was still there.
Yeah.
With my mother.
Now let's see, when she was down here, she married.
When she was here with me?
Uh-huh.
She wasn't married.
Well, how come?
She married after she come.
Oh, did she?
She lived in Bodman a long time, her and her husband. I never could live there.
Yeah.
So after that, he was the man she married, he liked to go.
Uh-huh.
He just didn't stay nowhere long.
Moved around?
Yes, and she was right with him. He'd follow seasons.
Oh.
She's right with him.
Oh, she's moved around then.
Oh, yes. North, east, west, and south. She's been around. I tease her every time she comes when she has time for us to talk. I says, well, one thing I know, you ought to be satisfied with the word. I said, 'cause you sure have looked it over. She said, you don't know how I did look it over. I said, no, I don't. She said, places I went, I ain't never told you. And I ain't gonna tell you. I said, don't do me no good, you know. I said, I know too much of it. But she'd go off and she'd stay maybe a year.
Oh, that long.
Not long. But she's gonna come back to see sister.
Yeah.
He's down here a day or two with me. Rickly, here he come. Well, when he come, here she go.
She didn't, yeah.
He wouldn't stay no more than a day or two. He was a rough one. Oh.
Oh, he was rough.
But they finally separated. I don't know where he at. I don't know whether he's living or dead. I don't know. I asked her when she was up here. I said, well, where's LJ? She said, who knows? I don't.
She couldn't even keep up with him.
No. I think they separated and New Jersey or somewhere way up there.
Good.
Why, Miss Daisy, you mean they traveled that far?
Yes, ma'am. I told them I always felt like I could make my season where I was living. I don't like season.
Yeah.
Ben used to go on every year.
Yeah.
He's been old up there.
He said one time he picked apples in New York State.
Yeah, he picked apples and I think peaches. I don't know what.
Do they ever come back with any money from those seasons, Mr.?
When he go in them seasons?
Yeah.
Then?
Any of them.
Oh, yeah, they comes back. When the season is over, my sister, she'd come home.
For the money?
Ben, he'd come home. Well, I said, just pass home. You see, when the season off up there, it's coming on down here somewhere.
Yeah.
That's the way they do, season to season.
But do they ever have any money from those seasons?
Well, Ben brought money home.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. He's just that stranger, Mr. Bob.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, he brought.
He'd keep a hold of his money.
Huh? Yeah, he keep all his money just like now. Don't nobody know where his money is.
Yeah.
But him.
And he, but he don't let it get away from him.
No.
Well, now my idea about anyone following them seasons is that money don't, it just goes fast.
It do. It don't count much.
Don't count hardly anything. They don't get much for it.
And then they say they make good money. Well, they pay good money.
Yeah.
To stay there.
Yeah. Everything they get, you know, they gotta shell out money for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that won't do.
And then the way my son tell me, I couldn't rest at night. Now some places he had been on the sea, I said, well, how in the world do y'all sleep? You rent rooms or something? He said, some of them. In my house, I said, but most of them, Mama, the man that run the farm, he got a shelter, some kind of shed for him to sleep on. He furnished the shed and the hay. He just scattered the hay all over that shed. Well, now you furnish your cover, and I sleep here, you sleep here, somebody sleep here. That's just the way it is. I said, just like hogs and dogs.
Well, that's right. All they got is a shelter over them.
That's right. I said, Well, the company, they got a place from the wash, the furnished tubs, he said, from the wash, but you had to pay for it. You had to pay the washing.
Oh.
I said, did you like it? Like that? He said, didn't worry me.
Yeah, they just live above it.
That's right.
But now your sister went with her husband on these. Did she work
on
too?
On these, too. But she worked. But she said she mostly cooked.
Yeah.
For a bunch. She didn't work in the field.
Yeah.
But she just, and they had a house, a room or something from the living. But now this cooking, that was for so many. She cooked for so many. Well, ain't this another woman or man cook for so many? Then now the boss man, he furnished the food. He paid her to cook it, and they paid to eat it. After all is said and done, all the money they made, they left or share with that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They left most to it there.
Yeah.
I don't see no sense.
That's right.
And she went up to New Jersey and
yes,
where else?
Oh, I don't know.
Where they going?
So many places she went. I'm taught up there. She was in New York one time up there. And another place she told me they went on season. I told her, I said, you're a lucky girl. Plus, I couldn't be that lucky. Do all that running around with everybody. I'm talking about all kinds of folks and everything like this.
And she run into all of them.
That's right.
Why, she could talk to you till midnight about all them things, couldn't she?
Oh, now, when she comes to see me and it ain't nothing happening, me and her talk all night sometimes.
Yeah.
We go to sleep by 1 o'clock. She'll think about something she won't tell. She comes and says, "Sister, you sleep?" I say, "I was mostly." So wake up and hear this. Well, we wake up and talk. Well, sometimes we get up about 2 o'clock, make us some coffee, drink coffee, and sit up there and talk. I said, "Babe, I'm going to bed." I said, "Don't make sense we sitting up here." She said, "I'm going to. Just as soon as I drink my coffee." "All right, I'll drink the coffee and get in the bed, but don't go to sleep."
But she don't talk much about the season.
Mm-mm. I reckon she been off it so long.
Oh.
She don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
She ain't been on season 9 yet.
Yeah.
Since she got rid of him, her husband, she don't go.
Yeah.
She don't go on season.
Yeah. Well, now this trip, what she talked mostly to you about was Robert, wasn't it?
Yeah, this trip.
Yeah.
That's what she...
She wanted...
I told her. I said, "I don't know." I said, "All I know, just give him up. Stop worrying at him. Let him do what he want to do." She said, "I don't worry about him." But she do.
Well, of course she do. Now, she's the youngest.
Yes, that's the baby.
And so you really weren't with her too much in Georgia?
No. No, I wasn't with her too much. And after we went to Plant City, I don't see him much.
But you all talk about Georgia right smart, don't you?
Oh, yes. We talk about Georgia.
Yeah. Now, what sort of things does she have to say about Georgia? Does she
Georgia?
Like it too?
Well, she still likes it.
Cattle rustlers are getting to be so bad in northeast Florida around Jacksonville that the cattlemen there have banded together to form the Cattlemen's Protective Association. Ain't that something? That's from the cattlemen. All this cattle stealing it goes on big. I go back there, every time I go back there, I just wonder if they're going to start in on me next.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Doesn't look like it does much good to have a fence around them. They used to just wander around, didn't they?
Miss Daisy, we got 4 inches. 4 inches. That's right, smart rain, isn't it?
A rain.
And it was all slow.
Mm-hmm. Lots of it soaked in, didn't much of it run off.
Oh, it couldn't run off. And over here where all this grass is, you know. And down at your house where you got your grass and all, it couldn't run off.
My Lord, it's dry down there.
Yeah?
In places.
Yeah.
You know, down there, it's been dry there.
Oh, yeah, couldn't dig a post hole.
But it's getting pretty damp now.
Isn't it? If we just keep this up and not just quit again.
That's right. She, Miss Myra, gave me some zinnias the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And I was over here, so I went home. Cut the tops out and set them out.
Cut
this standing up just as straight. So she asked me, bottom, was it this morning or yesterday?
Yesterday.
Mm-hmm. I said, yeah, I set them up. I said, there they are. There. You don't see them standing up there? She said, yeah, I believe I see them now.
You cut the tops out.
Yes.
That'll make them spread.
That's right. Keep them from being so tall and have so much to droop.
Yeah.
Down.
Yeah.
Well, now you see, while that top coming back, they're growing.
Yeah.
All them leaves might shed off, but the stem is straight for more leaves to come up.
All them leaves could shed off.
Mm-hmm.
And still the stem would be there.
Still would be there. And after a while you see more little leaves coming. They'd be nice and green.
Yeah. Oh, you know.
I didn't know that. You should have told me.
Well, you see yours, they come, you planting when they come up like that. But not mine. Now I got some what I planted, and they grow up so tall. Well, I pinched the top on them, but you can't tell it now.
Yeah.
It's as high as that scrub. Just about.
Yeah.
But I didn't have many. I like seeing this one thing about them. Well, you got a plenty of zinnias. Don't no grass grow much in zinnias.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why.
They get ahead of it, don't they?
Yeah. It's a little grass in mine, but it's no heavy grass.
Yeah.
It's light.
Miss Daisy, when you got somebody to talk to like your sister, it makes a big difference, don't it?
It sure do. It sure do make a big difference.
And just talking to the first one, then another, it's the same thing.
That's right. First one thing and another, then. You see, when she's with me, or when I'm with her, well, it ain't nobody but her, and it ain't nobody but me.
Yeah.
Well, it's just two of us together. And we just talk, we'll run out of something. They will think about something else, start all over.
Yeah. Well, now, Faith and her sister is the same way. Oh, they can they can go in there and with their mama, you see.
Oh yeah, and we couldn't even
couldn't have the biggest talk.
We didn't get any rain or something wrong with the telephone.
Yes. Shall we start the call?
No.
That's true, I think it is.
I have the phone, please. Did he say you wrong?
Yeah, I know how that is. It,
I can't quite hear you.
If you could get together every 2 or 3 weeks, it'd be nice, wouldn't it?
It would be so nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, you know a lot of people you talk to.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, it sort of pulls you down.
No,
they do.
Yeah.
They do. That's the reason I rather be home there by myself. And I make a little visit over here once a week.
So you,
That helps.
You can have the other car for you. I might go
to
it.
You might call them and tell them that we'll be here, you know, this afternoon. Well, because we certainly need to have it done. And your car's in the garage. Yeah. 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 You didn't get over then last night. Oh.
Somebody like your sister to talk to every now and then, it'd make a difference with it.
Oh my.
You know, I've been thinking about this sometime now, since we were talking last time, or the time before. What's the first preacher that you ever knew pretty well, Miss Daisy?
Mr. Mine, that's been so long. When I know the first preacher, I don't know.
I know you know them, but I mean know them well, like you know.
Mm-hmm,
you know,
well, that's them. Just what I mean. The first preacher I knew well, that's been years ago.
Oh, really? Way back.
Way back then.
Down here.
What was he named? No. That was in Georgia.
Yeah.
Yeah. The first preacher I ever knew, he was in Georgia. I even forgot his name.
Hey, but you, how old was you?
How old was me? About 15.
Well, you wouldn't know him well at 15, Miss Daisy. You'd just be a child.
Well, that's the first one I know at 15.
But you didn't know much about him.
No, I know nothing about him like I would know now.
Yes. Well, now that's what I mean. When did you begin to get acquainted with them?
No.
That's after you come down here.
That was after I come down here.
Yeah.
We had some good preachers down here.
Yeah.
As far as I know them.
Well, now, so you don't really know, you know, like an adult, any of those old Georgia preachers?
No.
Not like you know them down
know
here.
There's a good many Georgia preachers here. They come from Georgia here.
And you know some of them?
Yeah, I know some of them.
Well, you've been here.
Taylor's one of them.
Yeah.
He come from Georgia here.
Yeah. How'd Taylor make a living?
Welfare.
Way on back.
Mm-hmm. You talking about way back in? Uh-huh. How he made a living?
Uh-huh.
He farmed. Oh.
He farmed just like everybody else.
That's right. Yes, he farmed.
Had his own place?
Nope. He didn't. He's on his own place now. But he have always been. He live in rented houses. Once upon a time, he lived in a house. He the depot agent. He used to farm with him, Mr. Hester.
Mr. Hester.
Mm-hmm. Used to farm with him. Well. He stayed on his place.
But that didn't cost him.
Hmm? No, it didn't cost him nothing then.
Yeah.
You didn't have to pay rent then.
Yeah.
But you have to pay rent now.
Yeah.
Wherever you stay,
you
have to pay rent. I mean, when I first moved on the Richardson home, we didn't pay no rent.
Yeah.
But we have to pay it now.
Yeah.
Miss Daisy, how long have these preachers been coming to your house to eat? You've had them a long time.
For years. Yes. When I lived over down that tree, I used to have to take care of our preachers. Every Sunday.
Every Sunday?
Every Sunday.
Well, you get to know them then.
Sometimes it could be two, sometimes be three. But Dora Mitchell, she'd help me to serve them. That's all. Nobody helped me to buy it. But I'd have the preachers and their wives. And I'd take care of them every Sunday. I'd go to church 11 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the evening and night. But the way I did, I'd get up early Sunday morning. What I could cook, I'd cook it on a Saturday. Other than that, I'd cook, get up early Sunday morning and cook. And I'd leave it on the stove. When I'd come back from church, they'd have to sit on the porch or sit in the house or somewhere until me and Dora got it on the table. And then they eat. At that time, the church didn't pay you nothing for taking care of the preacher.
Yeah.
But now, they pay for it.
Oh, they do.
They pay for taking care of the preachers. Doris and T.C. Betts' wife supposed to take care of them. Well, when Doris had, they eat to my house. You see, Daisy got the dishes all to wash and clean up the fine, but Daisy don't get nothing. They get the money and I get the job. I don't cook for him. I don't furnish nothing for him to eat. She furnishes it, cook it at her house, and serve it at mine.
Yeah.
Well, that's all right. And he said someone to me. I said, well, I said, you and you Lee gets pay for feeding. I said, and I used to have to take care of three or four of them. I said, I didn't get a dime. I said, I didn't look for nothing. I said, now, every Sunday you keep him, you get paid for it. L, you live keeping, she get paid for it. Yeah? You could have him and his wife and whoever he want to bring with him. But I said, I may be wrong, but I'm not perfect, and I know that. But he lived right there on Orange Lake. He could go home and get his meat. And I think if they got to feed him, I think he ought to pay it out of his own pocket.
Well, Miss Daisy, you were taking care of preachers before Reverend Moblin.
Oh, yeah. I took care of all of them but this one.
Yeah.
Well, now, what was the name? Could you remember before Reverend Moblin?
Well, one of them was a Harris.
Harris?
Mm-hmm.
How was he?
Well, now, the other one was Addison.
Were they from around here?
Oh, they lived around here somewhere. Of course, I don't know where they live. But I know one thing, they was close enough to come on Sunday.
Yeah.
But where they come from, I don't know.
Well, you didn't know much about them.
Uh-uh. I'd see them at church.
Yeah.
But I've never been to near one of them's home.
Is that right?
Mm-mm. Never been to them.
But Reverend Addison would come to your house.
He'd eat there.
Yeah.
He'd come to eat.
Now they were pretty nice.
If we had another preacher, I can't think of his name for nothing. He lived in Gainesville. Well, now, at that time, there was a family of Benjamins. Well, they cared for him. Of course, he was just like a son. He would come. Now, Sunday night, he didn't go back home. He lived in Gainesville, but he didn't go back. They would get up and fix his breakfast, or he would fix his own breakfast. You can see all of the younger family that was going up, well, they'd have to go to the field. On Mondays, they'd have to leave and go away. Well, he'd tell them, so you all go on. I'll fix my breakfast. Well, his breakfast wasn't nothing. He'd get a cup of coffee and an egg. That's all he wanted for his breakfast. Well, by lunchtime, he was in Gainesville.
Yeah.
At home. He was the easiest man to feed. Well, he would come to my house sometime for dinner on Sunday, but not often.
Yeah, mostly with the Benjamins.
Yes, mostly the Benjamins.
I never heard of them, I say.
Oh, I guess they were gone from here when you come in. They all left here and went to Fort Myers.
Oh, they just picked up and moved?
Moved away.
All of them?
Yes.
Well, what do you know?
Then one family would go now. Well, maybe in a month or so, another one would leave. You see, Benjamin, he had two sons married here.
Yeah.
Well, they all left right behind him. And he went to, and he had a married daughter here. They all went to Fort Myers. Bruce's brother married Arthur Benjamin's daughter.
Oh.
So they all went to Fort Myers. That's been a long time.
Oh, that's how come him to be at Fort Myers.
Mm-hmm. And I don't think it's but about three of them living now. One boy and two girls. I think that's all living. I think about two girls living.
Miss Daisy, were all the preachers good eaters?
Hmm?
All the preachers good eaters?
Yes, ma'am. Everyone I see.
Reverend Harris, Reverend Addison.
Oh, he could eat. Harris and Addison, they could eat a plenty.
Oh.
But the man that the Benjamins killed, Daniel, he was no big eater.
Yeah.
No time. He didn't eat much. No time.
He's unusual.
Mm-hmm. No. And he wasn't hard to feed, just whatever he liked, vegetables or something like that. But he wouldn't eat enough to pay for it.
Now, did Reverend Harris bring his wife?
I think he brought his wife here once.
I see.
Yeah.
Oh, my, you had to do a lot of cooking.
But I didn't mind. You see, I had to cook with them and my family, and I had a big family.
And they didn't all eat together.
Yeah. Then I had a big house. I could serve them all right. But Doris, she would help me. She'd help me to serve them. She didn't help me to feed them. Now, in the fall and winter, the way I do, I'd bake my potatoes